that's what we need in terms of annual reports, because we need each of the federations and the National Anti-Doping Agencies to file full reports indicating their whole test distribution plan and the way in which their tests were conducted and the outcomes. We can only publish what we get, and we can only publish in full what we get from the laboratories. So there's a couple of gaps that need to be filled, and we're hoping that as we go forward they will be filled by more cooperation from the anti-doping organisations. We never rate or rank the anti-doping organisations. I think that's for you to do. You can look at the figures and make some opinions. We prefer to work with everybody because we know everybody needs some help and we know everybody can do better, but sometimes they can't do it by themselves. So our job is to work with them to increase their quality. It depends on what you classify as transparency, because there was a time when some federations published the list of the names of the athletes that they tested, and they're reluctant to do that now because of privacy laws and data protection laws. So you can't be as transparent as you perhaps want to be. There are other laws that prevail in some countries which preclude them even naming those who break the rules, or naming them only in a semi-public way by posting them on a website rather than issuing a press release. So there are areas where things can be more transparent if people can see there's a good benefit in that, and we would like to promote that if we can. I think the public really demands more transparency nowadays and is not happy when things are swept under the carpet or disclosed. It sounds as though there's a cover-up or a secret which is being hidden from them, and they don't like that. So we would always, I think, make sure that transparency was one of the number one issues, and we try to set the example on that aspect. Again, however, I mean, we're constricted by rules and laws sometimes that we're not really happy with, and we're trying to do things to change those rules. So, yeah, look, I think transparency is a value that the public really do wish to have and wish to see in sport. Well, in terms of publication, you'll see that there's an article in the code that tells each of the anti-doping organisations what they need to do in terms of publishing the cases of those who break the rules, and we've got ways of monitoring that to ensure that that is done. That would include the sanction period and so on, and we've got rights of appeal. So we keep an eye on that. What we also have is an obligation on the anti-doping organisations to publish annually their statistics to show the tests they've done and the results and so on. That's where we think there needs to be some improvement, and as we enter into the revised code next year, I think there will be significant improvement. We've tried to lead the way by the way we published ours, because you might remember, you know, 3 or 4 years ago we were only issuing a 10-page report. Now it's very detailed, and we think those sorts of details can be copied by others. We are trying to do that. It's not mandatory, as you know, it's just a discretionary thing, but we have worked with FIFA, for example, and they've launched their biological passport in Brazil. We think that others will join, because the benefits of profiling are significant. It not only allows the athlete to say that they're clean because they can go to their profile, but it also allows more information to come to the testing authority to check whether someone's suspicious. And finally, it also shows someone who's cheating. So there are benefits involved in the passport which we think ought to go across sports.